Signs by J.T. Langdon, read by Tara Tainton. The hands. I always notice the hands first. Some women prefer a nice pair of eyes or a radiant smile. Others will be blunt and admit to checking out a well-rounded ass or a plump pair of breasts. Not me. Those things are nice, don't get me wrong. But I notice them after the fact and without much interest. But a woman's hands? Oh, God. Seeing a nice pair of hands will do me in each and every time. Vicky has gorgeous hands. Long, slender fingers. Manicured, of course. With white crescents on each nail, like moons rising in the night sky. And smooth. Oh, she has the smoothest hands I've ever had inside me. Those hands are like satin, I swear. I met her at a regional sales meeting. Pharmaceutical reps from Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, and Indiana had gathered in a conference room at the O'Hare Radisson to discuss business and how to expand it. Most of the discussions taking place bored me. And all I could think about was going back up to my room, taking out the wand, and buzzing myself to orgasm. Perhaps I would make an evening out of it. You know, order room service, watch a dirty movie, and buzz all night. It sounded like a good plan to me, and I was getting damp just thinking about it, when two women stood up to address the conference. Nothing about either of them impressed me, and I almost drifted back to the thoughts of the wand, when the woman on the left began speaking in sign language. She immediately had my attention. Those hands! So sleek, graceful. It was like watching ballet being performed in midair. I could not believe how elegant those hands looked. She made several more gestures, then paused. Gorgeous hands poised at her sides like a gunslinger about to draw. The woman on the right smiled. Hi, everybody. My name is Vicky. I'm a sales manager from Minneapolis. I know we're all tired, so I will try to keep it brief, which, for anyone who knows me, is next to impossible. Sales reps around the table chuckled. Vicky began signing again, and the woman next to her translated for the group. But I didn't hear a single word that was said. I was transfixed with Vicky's hands, watching them form shapes I did not understand but fell in love with on the spot. In passing, I noticed she was wearing a turquoise sports coat over a white blouse and a pair of dark slacks, either black or navy. I couldn't tell. The outfit hinted at a luscious figure, but it was her hands that made me twitch with desire. I wanted those hands on me. The meeting was over before I knew it. I was so entranced with Vicky's hands that I didn't notice the reps around me getting up to leave. More than a little embarrassed, I looked around but didn't see Vicky or her interpreter. Damn! I'd hoped to catch her after the meeting and see if she had plans for dinner. But now she was gone. I gathered the materials that had been handed out to us and walked out, needing a drink. The bar was more crowded than I expected it to be that early in the evening, but the hotel was hosting several other conferences, and all of them, it seemed, had called it a night. There were some familiar faces in the crowd, but even more I had never seen before. For a moment, I reconsidered going in there. It would have been much easier to have a bottle of wine sent up to my room. But then I saw her. She was standing at the bar with her interpreter, signing with flourish. I was hypnotized by her movements for a moment, but I was determined not to let her escape me again. Taking a deep breath, I headed for the bar. Vicky noticed me approaching and smiled, putting down her drink to sign for me. I turned to her interpreter. "Hello there. You're the sales reps from Fort Wayne?" "That's right," I told the interpreter. Vicky signed again. "I can read lips," the interpreter translated, "so you can look at me." "Sorry," I said, blushing. Vicky signed, and the interpreter said, "That's okay, just letting you know. Would you like to join me for a drink?" "I'd love to," I said. Vicky flagged down the bartender, held up her glass, and made a sign even I could understand, holding up two fingers. The bartender poured us each a scotch, and I took mine, flashing Vicky what I hoped was a seductive smile. "Thanks," I said. "I love scotch." Vicky sipped her drink, set it down, smiled, then signed at me. The interpreter said, "I'm sorry you didn't find my remarks as enjoyable. You seemed bored at the meeting." I blushed. "Do you find me boring?" Vicky asked through the interpreter. "No," I said, making sure to look straight at her so she could read my lips. "I was just distracted." Vicky smiled at that, and her eyes seemed to sparkle. She signed again, and I shuddered, just from watching her hands. Dear God, they were so beautiful. "It was nice to meet you," the interpreter said. "Have a good night." The coldness of the rejection swept through me until the interpreter smiled and left. Then it dawned on me. She hadn't been translating a message from Vicky, but speaking for herself. I watched her go then and turned to Vicky, feeling nervous despite the warm smile that greeted me. Her gaze seemed to be asking a question. "I don't know any sign language," I said. Vicky smiled and shook her head yes, then no, then took a sip of scotch, waiting for me to catch on. It took me a moment, but I did. "You want me to ask yes and no questions?" Vicky nodded yes. "That makes it a little tough to communicate, doesn't it?" Vicky answered with a silent no. I laughed. This could be fun or frustrating. I was banking on fun. "Do you come here often?" Vicky laughed and shook her head. Let's see. "Do you like working in sales?" "Yes," she nodded. Her eyebrows went up. A question. "Sure, I like it," I said, taking a sip of my drink. "I meet some interesting people." Vicky smiled, and her eyes asked the next logical question. "Yes, I think you're very interesting," I said. And so it continued. I asked, she answered. It was tough framing each question in a way that could be answered with a yes or a no, but I managed. And between the yeses and nos and our body language, we got to know each other pretty well. After the second scotch, I found the courage to be more direct with my questions. "Do you find me attractive, Vicky?" Vicky nodded yes. The two of us stared at each other for a long time, saying more with our eyes than two people could ever say with all the words ever invented. Then, finally, I asked the last question left between us. "Do you want to go up to my room?" Vicky put her hand on my arm and nodded yes. Her touch sent shivers down my back. God, those hands! So soft. So smooth. I didn't think I could wait until we got to my room, but I did. Though once the door was closed, the waiting ended. We came together like waves hitting the shore, crashing, tumultuous. Our mouths fused together in a searing, passionate kiss while we pawed and grabbed at each other. Vicky's hands slipped under my blouse, and I gasped at their softness as she moved across my belly to cup a breast. God, even better than I imagined. And when she captured my tongue and began sucking it, I moaned into the kiss, wild with a need that had come upon me with a vengeance. Those hands, those amazing hands, I needed to feel them all over me. The kisses deepened further still, and the room around us vanished. There was nothing but us now. Two women, desperate, needing each other, ripping at clothes to stand there naked, sweaty, wanting. I fell to the bed and pulled Vicky with me, rolling her onto her back. There is nothing like full-body contact when two naked lovers are stretched across each other, mouth to mouth, breast to breast, cunt to cunt. I could feel the heat of Vicky's pussy against mine, and her wetness matched the slick juices spilling from my slit. Kissing her again, I began rocking against her like a bitch in heat, our cunts rubbing against each other, the friction delicious. Vicky clawed at my back, wild, demanding, her soft hands moving down my shoulders to grab my ass. Her hands! I didn't need an interpreter to translate what they were telling me. The hands pawing at my ass cried, "Fuck me! Fuck me!" I moved lower to suckle a breast, flicking Vicky's nipple before seizing it firmly between my lips. The plump nub hardened in my mouth, and Vicky begged for more. Not with words, but with fingers she ran through my hair. I responded to her pleas, moving from breast to breast, sucking her nipples, nipping them lightly, working them over with my tongue. Vicky writhed underneath me, hands tangled in my hair, pulling me lower, lower, making it clear where she wanted me to go next. I had no intention of disappointing her. Planting a soft, loving kiss on her breast, I backed down the bed until I was poised above her cunt. Is there anything more beautiful than a woman spread open? If ever I had thought so, the sight of Vicky drawing her legs up to offer her pussy to me dispelled such notions. She was gorgeous, shaved and pink and ripe for the taking. I breathed in the scent of her arousal, sharp, pungent, then buried my face in her slick flesh. Vicky groaned deep in her throat, thrusting her hips against me as I went down on her. I traced the shape of her slip with my tongue, lapping at her puffy folds, making her wild and even wetter. She tasted like truffles, an earthy musk, and I lost myself in the taste of her. I pushed my tongue between her cunt lips, exploring the depths of her, making her wild with need. Vicky pounded her fists on the bed. Yes, yes, yes! And I swirled my tongue around inside her, pushing her to the brink, finding her limit, letting her teeter there on the edge of madness. I'm such a bitch. The incessant throbbing of her cunt told me she could take no more. I peeled back her lips and exposed her clit fully to me, pressing my lips to the firm little nub and sucking it hard. Vicky came for me, screaming, fingers in my hair again, holding my mouth tight on her cunt as her sweet juices flowed over my lips. When I crawled into Vicky's arms and she kissed me hungrily, hands on the move, touching me all over, I rolled onto my back, sighed, and gave myself to her, letting Vicky have me, losing myself in the feel of those hands. Oh, those lovely hands! Her touch was heaven, soft, gentle, but sure and full of purpose. She cupped a breast, squeezed it, using her thumb to bring my nipples to full erection before sucking them. But her hands were not idle, never stopping, moving slowly down my belly. I burned wherever she touched me, and Vicky touched me all over. Her tender hands had my body engulfed in flames, and when she slid one of them up my thigh, I almost lost it right there. Her fingers teased my slit, and I spread for her, wanting her inside me. Vicky let go of my nipple and kissed me again, hard, devouring my lips as she thrust into me. I whimpered into the kiss, bucking against her fingers. Vicky plunged deep inside me, taking me, owning my body and soul. Two fingers, three, four, all of them, all of them. Oh God, she had her entire hand in my pussy. But she did more than fuck me, so much more. Her fingers danced inside me, twisting, stretching my cunt to the limit. Dear God, oh dear sweet God. She was signing, like sweet nothings whispered in my ear. Vicky signed words inside me, and though I didn't have a clue what she was saying, I answered her with a surging orgasm that left me shaken and gasping for breath. But Vicky wasn't done with me. Oh no. Even as the last ripples of orgasm subsided and I hovered in that glorious twilight between rapture and reality, I became aware of the soft, tender kisses moving down my belly. I nodded approval, words needing more strength than I could muster. Then Vicky got her mouth on me, and I sank into the abyss of pleasure once more. Her tongue, like the wings on a hummingbird, fluttered delicately across my slit. In the wake of such an intense climax, I was more sensitive than before. But Vicky took such good care of me, loving me, her mouth tender and soothing. She licked me up and down, in no rush to get me off again, letting the pleasure build. But I needed her, too. I reached for her, and Vicky looked up from between my legs, her face glistening with my desire for her. "Let me have you," I said, mouthing the words without making a sound that she couldn't hear and I didn't need. Vicky nodded, smiled, then turned around and straddled me on all fours. If there is nothing more beautiful than the sight of a woman spread open, then damn, this is a close second. Her cunt and ass were both accessible to me, and I didn't know which of the two I wanted more. I ran the flats of my palms over her buttocks, massaging them, and Vicky grunted into my pussy. She wanted it there. I pried her ass cheeks apart, exposing the puckered opening within, and flicked it with my tongue. Vicky moaned and pushed back against me, leaving no doubts. And I had none. I swirled my tongue around her asshole, then pushed in a little, then a little more, thrusting into her ass. Vicky rolled her hips wildly, but never once stopped licking me. Nor did I ever forget that she had her tongue in my cunt. Her talented mouth wouldn't let me forget that. I wanted to return that favor. Teasing her asshole a moment longer, I dragged my tongue down to her sopping wet pussy and slipped inside, tasting her again, loving it even more the second time around. Vicky moaned into me, and the two of us lost ourselves in each other, licking one another, the pleasure exquisite, the hunger mutual. Our efforts became one, the line where she ended and I began disappearing in a haze of lust. Time? That meant nothing. It just didn't exist in this place of wanting where Vicky and I had arrived. There was nothing but desire. Two eager lovers feasting on each other, driving one another to the inevitable moment of release. Later? Was it hours? Days? The two of us were cuddled together in bed. Vicky smiled at me, propped up on one elbow. She stroked my cheek with the back of her hand and I nuzzled her. "Do you have to go?" Vicky shook her head no. "Do you want me to order room service?" "Yes," Vicky indicated with a nod. "Wine?" Vicky nodded again. "And then," I said, reaching out to her, "can we make love all night?" Vicky smiled and nodded an emphatic yes, bending down to kiss me. Hands on the move. I sighed. Oh, God, those hands.